We asked people what they want to see politicians prioritize while in office and on the campaign trail as part of WPR's America Amplified project. More than 24 respondents mentioned healthcare access, including several who said Medicaid expansion. Addy Costello explains what we know about Medicaid expansion and November's election.
The St. Francis Community Free Clinic in Oshkosh is supposed to open at 5 p.m. At 4:55, Lynn John, the volunteer receptionist, unlocks the doors, where a family already stands waiting.
Hi. You can come in if you want. The doctor's not here yet, but we can get you started if you're filing everything.
Minutes later, more patients file into the waiting room. Others start calling.
Good afternoon, St. Francis Clinic. This is Lynn. How can I help you?
On Mondays, John says,
it's extremely busy.
She hands each visitor forms with questions about their health, but she never asked for payment or insurance. A lack of coverage brings many to the clinic. While Wisconsin has fewer uninsured residents than most states, it remains one of 10 that hasn't expanded Medicaid coverage. The Wisconsin Policy Forum estimates more than 90,000 Wisconsin residents could enroll in the comprehensive government health coverage if that changed. Weston Radford, a volunteer doctor at the clinic, says people need help paying for their medical care.
Healthcare is becoming more expensive. Medications are becoming more expensive. Wages are not going up with it, so I think that would be beneficial.
Medicaid eligibility is up to each state, not the federal government. But presidents can incentivize or disincentivize state leaders to increase coverage. Robin Rudowitz, the director of the program on Medicaid and the uninsured at KFF, says while the campaigns haven't focused on Medicaid, their records present
some stark differences on outcomes that could be facing the Medicaid program as a result of the election.
Former President Donald Trump proposed ways to limit federal Medicaid spending while in office, including attempts to repeal expansion across all 50 states by eliminating the Affordable Care Act, and allowing states to add extra eligibility requirements. But Rudowitz says the Harris campaign
is building on the policies that have been in place in the current administration to expand health coverage,
including efforts to get more states to adopt expansion. Wisconsin's Republican legislature has repeatedly rejected enrolling more residents in Medicaid, even when the Biden administration included a financial incentive. Will Flanders is the research director at the conservative Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty. He says that even though expansion could bring more federal dollars into the state,
there can be downsides even for those folks that are low income from being put onto the Medicaid rolls.
Flanders suggests Wisconsin residents instead consider discounted private insurance plans. And because the state covers people up until they can enroll in those discounted plans, expansion isn't necessary, something Republican lawmakers have long argued. But new electoral maps mean this year's election is the first in over a decade where Democrats could gain control of the legislature. Philip Rocco is an associate professor of political science at Marquette University. He says even partial Democratic control could at least put the issue up for debate.
Even if there's not a victory immediately, it might create some political momentum for one to happen eventually.
Expansion could mean fewer people reliant on clinics like St. Francis. But even if Wisconsin expands Medicaid, the need for free care will likely remain. Every Monday, Radford treats patients who can't afford the out-of-pocket costs to other clinics or can't qualify for Medicaid because of their citizenship status.
People got to be seen, so we just take care of them.
Even if that means getting home long after the clinic doors were supposed to close. Addy Costello, Wisconsin Public Radio.
This piece was produced in partnership with the nonprofit Wisconsin Watch.